into the last month of session now, Senator, and the Missouri Senate now has its version of the operating budget for the next fiscal year.
Yeah, it's been like probably a 6 or 8 week ordeal going through meeting all hours of the day and the night trying to get this out of here and come up with the Senate version of the budget. We'll then take that version and go to the House and meet in conference committee on things we don't agree with them or the governor on, and then work that out. But actually, I was amazed how relatively smooth it went on the floor. Almost disappointed in a way that more people didn't voice their opinions, but apparently we did a pretty good job in the budget committee getting it all together. It's amazing. It's almost $30 billion this year. And when it first went on budget back in the House, it was like $21 billion or something like that. It just grows and grows. And most of it is Medicaid, Medicare type stuff, and mental health has gotten to be such a big issue. So it soon will take over probably half the budget before very long. We did fully fund the schools again this year, which is a good thing. So the schools are fully funded. Things seem to be moving in the right direction. Got a new report from Revenue today, and we were so far behind on income tax early payments, and that's narrowed the gap some, but we're still behind projected. We were projected 1.7% growth for the year. We're still down almost 1%, but we'll see what happens the next 30 days or so. So it makes it a little questionable voting for any type of increase in anything when you don't know what you've got coming in. And we do have to balance the state budget, and has to be done one way or another. And if we approve stuff that may be questionable, then the governor may have to withhold it, and that puts him in a bad position. This governor's working really hard trying to keep everybody together and do the right thing, so hopefully we don't put him in a bad position.
You mentioned the foundation formula. We've talked about this a lot over the years. Looks like there's a little more money in there for school transportation for the buses.
There is, and that's something I pushed for a number of years. And I push it from a rural perspective because our rural schools have such big bus routes, and I've had several of them tell me that it's equal to a trip and back to Disney World in Florida, and one even said to California, and others said to New York City and back, just a weekly route. But it also affects the cities because they do have quite a few routes up there, so it's important to make sure, and we've been so far behind on that, that we really need to play catch up and not put our schools in a hard spot. We can run around bragging, oh, we fully funded the formula, but whenever you don't fund the transportation, I kind of take exception to that because it's not part of the formula, but it's still a need for the schools, an expensive need. Bus drivers don't make a whole lot, but they still have to be paid, and the fuel's down, but still $2.50 fuel most places right now. So they need their money, and they need to do it, and the kids deserve that. Got to take good care of our kids.
The budget, again, this is, as we mentioned before, the Senate version, and from here it goes to a conference committee.
That'll be interesting. We'll have 13 budget bills, and I don't know if all bills will have something in there to conference about, but it will be a time for that. I'm sure I'll be put on several of them. I've asked to be put on two or three to voice the Senate's opinion and to talk with the House and see why they want this or why they don't, or to reach a compromise. And so I'll be vocal on that. I've said it before for issues I believe in, but also try and support the Senate, respect that that's what the majority of the Senate passed. Do our best working out. We've got great relationships with the House, I think, right now. And the House chair is new this year, but I think he's doing a good job. Bringing some goodies from the Joplin area, so he's bringing some good ethical values and stuff like that with him. So on the Senate side, he's doing a really, really good job. And unexpected things come along, like the flooding up in North Missouri. We have to allocate some money like that. If we don't, the governor's got to withhold from something or come up with it somehow, and then we have to make it up in supplemental. I was in Kansas City over the weekend and noticed like I-29 going out of Kansas City towards St. Joe. Anything north of St. Joe is closed. The disadvantage it puts people at is just incredible. Getting kids to school, getting people to the doctor, getting people around, and have to know the back roads to get around through that. And sometimes it's a long ways around.
From here, there's 2 weeks, presumably, in the ability to get from conference back to the House and back to the Senate and the finished product on the governor's desk on May 10th.
That's where constitutionally mandated to get it on his desk by a certain time to get it out. So it does make us do our work. And that's not a bad thing.